Alan Greenspan's memoir, The Age of Turbulence, isn't going to top local bestseller lists anytime soon, and with good reason. Like most memoirs written by civil servants or politicians, it's the literary equivalent of watching paint dry, unless you're a sad politics nerd. But he does offer one modest proposal worth mulling over. There's a constitutional amendment that I've been pushing for years without success, Greenspan says. It says, anyone willing to do what is required to become President of the United States is thereby barred from taking that office. I'm only half joking. In the case of Myanmar, Greenspan's brand of Groucho Marxism becomes more complicated. Where military juntas are concerned, it's tricky trying to bar people with guns, tanks, and no scruples about what they do with them from taking whatever the hell they want. But as I record this, it beggars belief that international aid workers are twiddling their thumbs waiting for visas, as the estimates of the dead and missing from the cyclone that ravaged the Irrawaddy Delta earlier this week continues to mount. But I guess this is another occasion where you cynically shrug your shoulders and say that this isn't the first time politics trumps common sense, or plain human decency. And it won't be the last either. But I think Greenspan's insight still holds. It might be a no-brainer that people with guns shouldn't be allowed to hold political power. Closer to home, whatever your view on public versus private ownership of a rail network, was I the only person who was a little disturbed at the way the deal struck with Toll Holdings by Michael Cullen was presented as a done deal, and the details were presented with the kind of strategic vagueness that John Key gets routinely and correctly pilloried for? When a minister of the Crown cuts a cheque for over $600 million in change, a lot more transparency and accountability is in order. Now, it's not beyond the realm of plausibility that all of the above makes perfect sense, but power doesn't always come out of the barrel of a gun. In democracies, it often comes wrapped in half-truths, evasions, and deadening populism. Just because that doesn't come with a body count attached doesn't mean it's any less contemptible. If that's what is required to gain power, then people shouldn't be allowed to have it. And this year, unlike in Myanmar, both New Zealanders and Americans get to decide whether we're going to continue with business as usual.